Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. And we go immediately to Las Vegas and follow the burning Teslas. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Tesla attacks these last days have been a phenomenon. The prosecutor I saw was from Las Vegas, saying that he was very much going to pursue this matter and the full extent of the law. There have been arrests, but none in Las Vegas. Is that correct, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. That is correct. They're still searching for the perpetrator or perpetrators for early Tuesday's attacks on the Tesla, dealership and the cars there. It got a lot of notice because it was kind of the first big attack since they've had all these dust-ups around Elon Musk and the Trump administration. But that really opened a lot of eyes, especially in Vegas.
The Tesla attacks are not the major story, however. That is everybody moving around, reorganizing Las Vegas for events that are underway or coming. Baseball in a couple of years, F1 later this year, and hotels are moving, not to leave out In-N-Out, a multi-story In-N-Out where you can enjoy all night long what Jeff tells me is the best hamburgers in all the country. However, it's the hotels that seem to be evolving. I'm being generous, Jeff, because I've never been there to the hotels. You know so many of them. Certain hotels have grown old, and they're taking them down. You have a new one to talk about, Circus Circus. What is that?
Circus Circus was a themed hotel, like many of them used to be, and it was built around the idea or the motif of a circus. And so the outside of the building is shaped like a giant circus tent, and its logo is a clown. And you go inside, you have the casino down on the lower floor. Of course, there's a lot of circus-themed slot machines and decor. But it was up on the second floor, really, where it made its difference, and the floors above, because that's where they had arcades and circus acts. You know, you had a high-wire trapeze happening over the tables below. Of course, they had a safety net, so nobody was falling on the blackjack tables, but it was a place that was this idea where mom and dad could gamble down on the floor below, and they could have the kids play upstairs in the arcade area, the midway, the carnival, whatever you want to call it. And then you could go back to your rooms in the hotel, which, of course, were all decorated with circus motif, clowns and such. But it was really a family-friendly type of place. Now, as time's gone by in Vegas, probably certainly after the 70s and into the early 80s, it kind of fell out of favor. It became a more of a budget hotel in many ways, as most of the visitors were turning their sights on luxury hotels and experiences and resorts on the Strip. So it's been kind of really, seen as better days, as they said. And now the rumor is that they're going to let the shelf life run out on it, or at least on the finances, sell it off, and then another hotel would move in. They'd probably raise it and then start again. But that's a talk about that hotel. There's some other hotels they're talking about, perhaps ownership or other types of changes, like nearby Resorts World, which is much newer, which is beautiful. Not great service there in terms of what I've experienced, but they're competing with Fontainebleau, the brand new hotel casino across the street. And they're talking about bringing in other hotels, such as one that might be nearby a proposed NBA arena. So people are very, very excited about the comings and goings. This kind of creative destruction in a capitalism sort of way in Vegas.
Jeff, it occurs to me from the outside, reading the documents you send me in our conversations, that Las Vegas is undergoing a transformation from something that was regarded as Sin City into a family affair, where there's something for the children, there's something for people at different ages. Baseball coming, that's a huge different crowd than gambling. And so I now go to a new idea from Netflix, which I'm not quite sure what it is. It's a building and an experience. Now, Netflix is a producer. Are they planning to go into theme parks?
I don't think they're thinking about theme parks as much. Perhaps if this is successful, they'll license, franchise it out. But what they have a thing is basically a restaurant type of experience situation. And it features the different shows. It's called Netflix Bites is the name of the restaurant. And all of their food is themed around their most successful TV shows. And they present it in ways that is familiar. If you ordered something related to Orange is the New Black, then it's going to look like something maybe from prison food. I don't know. But they're excited about it. This is at the MGM Casino. And what we're seeing more often is the big casino resorts making room for these outside companies, these third parties to come in to set up. And not only do they, bring a lot of business to the casinos, but they bring a lot of attention to them, a lot of awareness. So this is something they bring in. They, they cut a deal with them. They make some money off this vendor, so to speak, and they generate more traffic and more revenue. So this is a plus plus. This is a lesson they've been learning in Vegas slowly but surely.
The reason I mention possible future here is Netflix is a movie and TV producer, and you already have established that Hollywood 2.0 is coming to the neighborhood, Summerlin, the suburb. That's Sony and Warner. Is there any indication other studios are following?
There has been some talk, other studios saying, well, let's see how it goes and see how easy a transition they make into that area. It interests them in terms of regulatory matters, legal matters, and the fact that property is cheaper out in Nevada than it is in the LA area. It's much more constricted out there. So we'll see. It's over the years, a lot of production, they call it runaway production, has gone to places like Georgia and Vancouver, Canada, and other locations where they offer them very sweet deals, basically subsidize some of their production because it, brings in visitors, tourists, brings money into their economy. And that's really been hurting Hollywood over the years. And this will certainly put a big chink in the tax base for L.A. and California if they're successful, and certainly if they can lure other production companies there.
Now, one thing that might be pushing the evolution is something called nickel and diming. This is not a good thing. What is it, Jeff?
Nickel and diming is this trend that Vegas seems to have gotten into over the past 5 years or so. And they're starting to see it, they believe, really impact their bottom line. So more of the hotels and resorts are seeing more vacancies. They're seeing few people come to the tables, fewer people spend money at the bars and restaurants. And what they're doing is they're charging charging resort fees on a daily basis, sometimes as low as $25 and as much as $75 extra a day on top of your hotel room. Parking fees, whether it's parking in a space yourself or having valet do it. If you want to use the pool, sometimes there's a fee for that. So they keep adding all these little fees on top, nickel and diming people. And on top of that, Vegas was once famous for, good cheap eats and good cheap drinks. And both of those have gone up. We talked about earlier, a couple of months ago, I had recently been in Vegas and I'd seen a bar tab where a martini, maybe with a premium liquor, but still just one martini was, north of $40. And I was talking with somebody yesterday and they said they were just in Vegas last week and they paid $25 for a beer. So that's the kind of thing that is eating into consumer interest. I don't know if you want to call it consumer confidence, but consumer interest in Vegas. Because when you go out there, it's no longer the type of situation where food and hotel and drink are discounted because they're going to make money off of gambling. They're getting you from the get-go every which way.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. I'm John Batchelor.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.